This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says he missed a call from President Biden, but that Biden left a message offering whatever assistance Nebraska needs as officials prepare to declare a disaster following Friday's tornado outbreak.
I had a call from the President of the United States. I did not, we were out, so I did not get it, but he left a message. Federal government is here to help us every single step of the way, and we'll be having declarations soon.
Pillen spoke after surveying tornado damage in hard-hit Douglas County. Pillen said no one lost their life, but hundreds of homes were damaged. Local media in Oklahoma say several tornadoes touched down in the state last night. There is said to be significant damage in the small city of Sulphur. The National Weather Service is warning of more severe weather in the central U.S. today. More than 50 people have been arrested over the past few days after Indiana University demolished a Gaza solidarity encampment on the Bloomington campus. George Hale from member station WFIU reports.
State troopers in riot gear descended on Indiana University's Dunn Meadows Saturday for the second time this week. They used plastic wrist restraints to subdue protesters who were calling on IU to divest from Israel. PhD student and IU Divestment Coalition rep Bryce Green says the crackdown won't deter those at the camp, which is just one of dozens of encampments that have sprung up at universities across the U.S.
All these students on all these schools are asserting their power, asserting their voice, and asserting their demands from their university.
Green was among those arrested on Dunn Meadow. He faces a 5-year ban from campus, according to documents provided by a union that represents him. For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Bloomington, Indiana.
In Los Angeles last night, dozens of police officers swarmed the University of Southern California amid student protests against the war in Gaza. There is no word on arrest, but the university says a statue and a fountain in Alumni Park were vandalized. The university says President Carol Folt has attempted to meet with students, but they have declined. A spokesman says the school is hoping for a more reasonable response today before it's forced to take further action. Police arrested more than 90 people at USC Wednesday night. The Education Department's top student loan official is stepping down in June. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports this comes during a difficult admissions cycle for prospective college students.
Richard Cordray will no longer be in charge of the federal student loan program come June. The Education Department announced his departure on Friday as many students around the country are still waiting for their student loan packages, months behind schedule. Cordray oversaw the bumpy rollout of a revamped federal student aid form this year. Delays and processing errors have been ever present, forcing colleges to move back their acceptance deadlines. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. In Australia, thousands rallied this weekend in Sydney and other major cities to call attention to a recent wave of violence against women. The protesters are calling for stronger criminal laws. Prime Minister says violence against women is an epidemic in Australia. The government has said a woman has been killed every 4 days this year. 5 women were among 6 killed in a stabbing attack in Sydney earlier this month. Journalists in Mexico demanding a transparent investigation into the killing of a reporter in the southern state of Morelos. Roberto Figueroa was found dead inside a car after disappearing Friday morning. He is the first journalist to be killed in Mexico this year. The country ranks as the most dangerous for reporters in the Western Hemisphere. A rodeo rooted in Mexican tradition is drawing crowds in San Antonio. Texas Public Radio's Jack Morgan reports.
It's called Charreada, and Edmundo Rios II has been riding in this Mexican-style rodeo since he was a boy.
I'm going on 60 years this year, 60 years old. So I've been around 45, 50 maybe.
Women riders perform intricate maneuvers riding side saddle in dresses and petticoats, and men wear trajes de charro, suits with sombreros. Rios says it's an honor to wear them.
This is a national suit of Mexico. You don't want to disrespect it. We won't. Never.
This charro tradition has continued at a specialized arena on San Antonio's south side since 1947. Animal rights activists have raised concerns about several charreada events, saying they are cruel to the animals, a charge participants deny. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.